do see kids from the time they are born up through about age 18. Health is such an important thing to a kid. If you're not healthy, if you're sick all of the time, you can't go to school, you can't learn well, it's hard to grow up and be a healthy, functioning adult. And so being healthy is important from the beginning.
You can learn more about Dr. Carrie Rabinera by watching her featured video on her website at sure.org. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Today, most farming operations are still family-owned and operated. So working with a local ag lender that understands you and your operation is now more important than ever. This is Brody Beachy, just one of the ag lenders with Bayport State Bank. With ever-changing technology and input costs, flexible terms and financing are now crucial to a successful farming business. So whether you are just beginning your career or an experienced farmer, let us personalize a lending package that best suits you and your operation. Great rates, exceptional customer service, and hometown values. Bayport State Bank is the bank local farmers trust. Shouldn't you?
With 8 ATM locations in Huron County, banking has never been easier. Bayport State Bank with office locations in Bad Axe, Bayport, and Pigeon. Equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
For all your new or additional grain storage and handling facility needs, contact DS Services of Cass City. DS Services is your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operations. Call DS Services for anything from a minor repair to site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility. They maintain a huge replacement parts inventory, provide millwright services, and their three truck and all-terrain cranes run by certified operators can handle many truss jobs or other lifting needs. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318.
A successful harvest begins with spring planting, and your spring planting finance needs begin at North Star Bank. North Star Bank has agricultural lending specialists to help you with all your farm financing needs. Decisions are made locally, so they follow market conditions, changes, and developments that affect the industry. North Star Bank offers flexible terms and fixed rate financing so you can have a successful harvest.
This is Chuck Wright, Ag Lending Specialist at North Star Bank. We offer financing terms that make sense for your specific needs. Visit any of North Star Bank's Ag Lending Specialists to get your spring planting needs in line. Set up your appointment today. Let's start a program that works for you.
With North Star Bank's streamlined ag lending process and expert staff, you can get a jump on planting season. North Star Bank's ag lending specialists will work closely with you to meet the needs of your agribusiness. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
You're listening to your Harwood home for high school. Hoops in the W. LW Sports Network is the Backyard Brawl Part 2 with Clark Ramsey, John Mooney, courtside in our Edgar Valley Services courtside seats between the Ubley Bearcats and the Harbor Beach Pirates on the shores of Lake Huron in Harbor Beach, Michigan. Speaking of the Pirates, they are 10-4 entering tonight. Overall, they have two of their losses have come in their last three games, mind you. In the Greater Thumb East, they are one game behind Ubley and Sandusky for second place. And coincidentally, Ubley and Sandusky are their two losses in Greater Thumb East at 7-2. Ron Ruble has been the coach for the Harbor Beach Pirates for 27 years, head coach since 1994. Over the last 9 years alone, he's got 133-55. That's a 707 batting average. On offense, Harbor Beach is the third best offense in the Greater Thumb Conference. They dropped a spot since that Sandusky showing 2 nights ago. On average, they are now scoring 56.1 points per game in the Greater Thumb Conference. In defense, they are number 7 in the league, right in the middle, but have been improving. Tonight, they are on their average is 47.4 per game. The first time they played Ubley, it was 5 points higher at 52.5, so they're going in the right direction at least. Average margin of victory for Harbor Beach is 8.7, which is the second best differential of all 14 GTC teams behind, you guessed it, USA. Harbor Beach began their season at 6-1, which was their best start to a season since 2014, 7 years ago. Since then, the Pirates have gone 4-3, losing to Sandusky, Lakers, and Ubley, while defeating KPAC, Marlette, Memphis, and Brown City. Here tonight, the Pirates would love nothing more than to take out their Greater Thumb East rivals.
I'll tell you what, the more I think about this game, Clark, it's going to come down to shooting. And when I compare the two teams, as far as shooting is concerned, foul shots are negligible. Two-point shots, advantage Harbor Beach. Three-point shot, advantage Harbor Beach. Harbor Beach just plain shoots the ball better at home. And that's how this is all going to come knocking down. They're 6-0 on this floor for a reason. And so I kind of expect them to go ahead and follow suit.
Now, John Muir, let's take a look inside of the Harbor Beach huddle.
Well, I'll tell you what, Coach Ron Rubel's Harbor Beach Pirates, they are dependent on ball handling and sharp shooting, especially by seniors Parker Yan, Michael Anderson Jr., Dylan Kadar, and sophomore Luke Woodke. And when they're on, that's when the opportunities are going to present themselves for the Twin Tower brother duo of sophomore Grant and senior Evan Smoglinski, who basically own the glass. That's where this game is going to be tonight. Who is going to be able to go ahead and get those putbacks, those easy, cheap buckets after a Cape Canaveral miss? Let's put it that way.
It's time for a short break. When we return, we'll analyze the tale of the tape between the Ubley Bearcats and the Harbor Beach Pirates. Keep it locked on Sports Radio 102.1 and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com.
Are you looking for the latest local basketball scores, game stats, and highlights? The Huron Daily Tribune has all the latest scores, game stats, interviews, and game highlights on MichiganStHumb.com. And click on Prep Zone. Maybe you missed that game you wanted to attend. Just go to MichiganStHumb.com and click on Prep Zone near the top of the page. For all the latest local sports scores and information, brought to you all season by Shure Healthcare Network, Browns Marketplace, McLaren Thumb Region, and Hills and Dales General Hospital. Go to MichiganStHumb.com and click on Prep Zone again. That's MichiganStHumb.com and click on the Prep Zone. Tonight's game on the Prep Zone is sponsored by Huron County Health Department, Narayan Physical Therapy, and Ace Hardware in Bad Axe. On the Prep Zone at MichiganStHumb.com.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you. Let me hear you.
Wonder why he's so happy? With Valentine's Day near, he just got his sweetheart a new phone from Thumb Cellular. He's also happy because he was able to save up to $80 on their selection of Android smartphones from Samsung, LG, Motorola, and Cat. Plus, he received 15 gigs of bonus data with his upgrade, too. And that's not all he saved. He got $10 off the purchase of a case and screen protector combo and saved 25% on a wireless fast charger. It's time you headed to Thumb Cellular in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky, or go to thumbcellular.com/deals. Offers valid through February 29th, 2020. Two-year contract required for phone savings and bonus data. Terms and conditions apply.
Let me call you sweetheart. I'm in love with you.
Listen to the WLW Sports Network in more ways than ever before. Tune to Sports Radio 102.1. Download the Cruise 102 app on your Apple or Android device. Listen live and worldwide at WLWSports.com. And in replay form, you can listen to in podcast form now on all major platforms, iTunes, Spotify, Switcher, TuneIn Radio, anywhere you find your podcasts, we are there. Let's take a look at the tale of the tape between the Ubley Bearcats and the Harbor Beach Pirates. Ubley's season has had two parts. The first act, which included a heavy dose of a football hangover and a 2-4 record, and then the second act, which has brought about five straight wins in seven of their last eight. When the Bearcats play on the road, they've gone 4-2 this season. Oddly enough, they score 4 points more away from Ubley on offense, while their defense stays roughly the same.
You know, the Bearcats, you're right, they're above 500 both home and away. As far as tonight is concerned, they're going to be a tough out.
Currently, the Bearcats are riding